So right now I'm watching some YouTube. I'm gonna see. Yeah, it's a video about traveling to Michigan. I would love to go to Lake Michigan. I don't know if that's gonna happen, but one day I'm standing here in front of the TV with my coffee cup. It says, "This girl loves sleep." Right. Why would I not love sleep? Sleep is so good. I don't get enough sleep. I'm gonna try to sleep for 8 hours within these 24 hours that I spend with you guys. My coffee is lukewarm. I just warmed it up in the microwave. It was piping hot. I walked away, started sorting laundry, and now I'm back, and it's lukewarm. What do you know? What do you know? Okay, so I have my candle burning, my Alpine Forest mainstays from Walmart candle burning, my favorite scent. I don't like the other ones. Like, I don't like any of the other ones. I only like Alpine Forest. I've been buying it for years. But the thing about it burns. I get the small one, not the jar one, because I feel like that one doesn't burn down right and doesn't burn down fast enough, the tall one. But the short one burns way too fast. So it's like, I can't win. I think it says on this candle you should only burn it for 1 hour at a time. I think I've burned it for way longer than that. That might be why it's burning down so fast. Move it back a little bit. Oh, not that way. It's like on the last legs. I think it has maybe a half an inch left of green. Smells so good. It does not smell like Alpine Forest. It doesn't smell like Pine Forest. It doesn't smell like pine at all, but it smells like cedar. It's soothing, okay? That's why I buy it. And all the other scents are kind of too floral. Too floral or too like something you can like eat or like something that's too sweet. I don't want it to smell like food. I want my candle to smell like relaxing. Relaxation. Okay, so I was gonna sort some of this laundry because that's what I do. I'm gonna set you guys down here on the dryer. And I'm gonna keep sorting. Gonna bring my hamper over here. Oh my gosh. What do people do in 24 hours, right? This is a Saturday for me. It's not for me. It is Saturday. So I don't have to go to work. I don't have to go to an office. I don't have to go to a place of work today. I can take it easy. I s am starting this 24 hours with me. Like, not a vlog. It's not a vlog because, look, it's not a video log, okay? It's not a blog because it's not written. What is that? Oh, I thought it was a bug on my shirt. No, it's not. It's not a bug. I thought it started screaming. Don't know. It's an audio log, an A log.
An Olog? It's a podcast? It's a cast? Where am I going with this? I like to zip on my zippers when I'm doing laundry. I don't like those zippers to be just all apart, hanging fast and loose, just ripping everything, getting caught on all the other clothes, ripping things apart. I don't like that. I'm trying to save my clothes forever. Because as you guys know, I don't really buy clothes that much since the pandemic. I love clothes, but I haven't quite got back into buying them in mass like I used to. My life has changed a little bit. I'm sure you guys have had life changes as well during the pandemic. It might be over. It might be almost over. I don't even know. Every day it's a little different on the news. They say they have this vaccine. They say they don't have that vaccine. They have this. We don't know where we're going right now. But hopefully things are getting more positive. Move this laundry detergent out of the way. I keep all my laundry detergent in the wrong spot. On top of the dryer. Yes. I have 3 right now. I need different ones for different things. So I have an awl, a tie, and an Arm & Hammer. Because one is all the way empty and I just put water in it so I could get the last. Does anyone else do this? So I can get the last bit of the soap out. The other two are filled. One's for sensitive skin and one is more for like, it's more to break grease and get out stains. So, yeah. And plus, you know me, I'm a Clarence Nisa. I think one of these was on sale on Clarence. All right. I'm getting through this. I have a hamper. And it has mostly, towels in it and socks and, like, not really good clothes. Like, things, items that I need to use in my home to stay clean or, like, not, like, beautiful shirts or expensive pants or something. No, this is all, like, utility laundry. Wait, what's in my pocket? The tissue. A pack of tissues. What? I think I'm gonna throw that pack away. Like, the paper? Not paper, plastic. I'm gonna throw that away. Keep the last tissue. You never know. I never know when I need a tissue. But, like, it's fall, y'all. It is fall. And the leaves are falling off the trees. And the mold and pollen spores are out there circulating throughout the wind, coming right into my nose, into my nostrils, causing me allergies. Fall is not my favorite season. If you've been here for a while, you know my favorite season, my only favorite season, is summer, which doesn't coincide with holidays that are, you know, that's this time of the year. It's October, Halloween, November, Thanksgiving, December, Christmas, or whatever else you may celebrate, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah. I'm not sure what else is going on, but for you people too, those holidays as well. If I knew about them, I would say them. Drop it down in the comments if there's a holiday you want me to be aware of that I did not list. Or if you're not a Halloween celebrator, you don't celebrate Halloween for its different for different reasons. Harvest Festival might be for you. You know. Alright, so now I have all the laundry in here. And I'm going to start the water. You guys know my washer and dryer. If you've listened to me for a while, you know I love my washer and I love my dryer. I'm gonna put this cycle on large, maybe extra large. Extra large, hot, no options, no second rinse, no extra spin, no auto soak, no plus second rinse and extended spin, no power rinse. I'm going to turn the cycle on to heavy, and then I'm going to press start. I like to add my detergent secondly, so, and I think I'm just gonna dump all of this detergent that's in this container. It's not really detergent, it's hot, mostly water. I was trying to get the last corner out of this container. Shaking it up. Trying to get all of those bubbles out. I want my money's worth, y'all. Pour that in. But it shook it up too much. You know, on cartoons, people put too much suds and or soap detergent into their laundry or washing machine, and then the cartoon characters are like, "Oh no, what's that?" And then all of a sudden, all the bubbles start cascading out of the washer onto the floor, onto Tom, onto Jerry, onto whatever character it is. And they're like, whoa, how did this happen? And then the character goes washing down the hallway, sliding on a surfboard. Let's hope that doesn't happen to me. I'll check in with you soon. My gosh, I'm really getting into Christmas movies this year. And what do you know? Now on Hulu, you can watch a few Hallmark movies. So I'm sitting here with my tea this morning and I turn on Dear Santa with oh my gosh, Sabrina the Teen Witch in it. And Her phone keeps ringing, her FaceTime alert goes off, and it's the same sound that my phone makes. So I'll be not concentrating on the movie, sipping tea, sip, and then I hear the sound, and I think to myself, where's my phone? Then I look at the screen like, oh my gosh, that's not my phone. That's not my phone. You know what? The aunt, the mom in this movie, Dear Santa, is the mom from Sabrina the Teen Witch. The aunt from Sabrina the Teen Witch. I just realized that. That was my show. I used to watch it all the time when I was much younger. And when I realized how many years ago that was, I'm appalled. Because these people in this movie don't know they look like they've aged that much at all. So, check it out. You tell me what you think. It's a classic Hallmark movie. So, you know, it's cute. It's really cute. It's bubblegummy. It's pepperminty. I recommend this movie, Dear Santa. It's cute.
because it has the guy from 90210. I was not a fan of that show, but I know people, most of America, seem to like that show. So it's cute. It's cute. And it's funny because that guy has so many jobs in this movie that it's hilarious. Like, how can one person do all these things? Also, previous to this movie, I had watched another movie, and one of the professions for that man in that Hallmark movie was glass blower as well. So this man in this movie also is a glass blower. I don't know how many glass blowers there are out there, but at Hallmark, there's a lot. Like, there's a clump of people who blow glass, I guess, in these Hallmark movie villages, cities, towns. But yeah, in real life, I've only seen a handful of people blow glass with the rod and the turning and everything. Maybe it's just really romantic. Maybe glass blowing is romantic. I mean, I love glass for decorating my home. It's very beautiful, especially hand blown glass. It's one of my favorite things. Blue glass, green glass, speckled glass with, you know, I love it. I like it. Hashtag like. So maybe we should all go out this Christmas and support our local artisans. Get us some hand-blown glass. And for those of you who are single, maybe you'll meet your man, woman, person of your dreams at the glass-blowing small business in your local town. Maybe this is a message from the zeitgeist that we all should be investing our money locally, and you might find a local love. I don't know, epiphany brought to me by the zeitgeist once again. I mean, if you see it twice in 1 week, it must be a sign. It's gotta be a sign. Let me know, you guys. Is it a sign? Should we all as a community be interacting more in our local downtown areas, our local shopping districts? Is that where you find love at Christmas time? Castmas time? Hashtag Castmas time? The holiday season? So, you know, I mean, if you are looking for love at the holiday time, I definitely think that there's a possibility that if you're out and about during the holiday season at the Christmas lightings and the cocoa present, elephant, you know, white elephant present, Secret Santa giveaways and concerts, you're bound to find bump into somebody you've already met or someone new. So I don't think they're too wrong in Hallmark movies and thinking that if you get active in your community and you're out and about and you're doing all these holiday-like activities, yeah, you'll know, you'll run into the one, as they tell you, and the one, like magic. Speaking of no time at all, I almost forgot to give you the ornament clue of the day. So, before, my last clue was about time. The ornament that is hanging on my tree, the one I am describing this week, is a circle. You might already know what it is, but don't tell anybody else. Let them guess. A bonus, what you should watch. Yes, what I'm watching right now after all my holiday movies is the show on Disney Plus with Will Smith. Let me see. It is Welcome to Earth. It's really good. It has a Will Smith point of view with a Nova sensibility. Good show.
The episode that I like thus far is Silent Roar. So check that out. That's a really good episode because it talks about how sound happens in the natural world. And it talks about how different sounds can be warnings. You can feel sound in your body. Just watch it. It's so good. Let me know what you think about that episode. Comment. Not below, because this is on anchor.fm, the easiest place to make a podcast. The easiest place to make a podcast. I was gonna cough and then the words got caught in my mouth, and then a phlegm came up through my throat, and it all happened at one time. And you can explain stories like that to your listeners when you download the Anchor app at the App Store, from the App Store, and then you can start podcasting, uploading lesson plans, doing special presentations for your classes, whatever you need to do verbally, you can do that. You can sell your products. Yes, y'all. You can sell your products. You can make little ads. You can do whatever you want because Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. And if you got on Anchor, you could leave me a voicemail. Your favorite neighborhood podcaster. Your favorite podcaster, Avana. Leave me a voicemail and I'll read it when I'm in my house. So there's a special part of this episode that I really, really just blew me away. These two divers are diving with whales, and the visual difference, the size difference between the woman who's a scientist diver and the whales is extreme, but then she ends up getting really close to them and you can really see that, wow, they're so large and she's so brave that she gets that close to the whales. That's amazing, you know? And she's not using an air tank. Thank goodness for scientists and thank goodness for science, because we would not know. I would not be able to find out more about the world around me from reading or watching a video. I would have no idea what was going on in the rest of the planet. So, thumbs up, high five, fist bump to scientists. And that leads me to the thought I always have. Why are scientists not presented in a more interesting manner? Because scientists are pretty interesting people. And their work is, a lot of their work is interesting. So why does the media, recently I've seen a change. I've seen scientists become more famous, not just Bill Nye the Science Guy or Mr. Wizard types, but actual scientists. As I watch more documentaries, scientists look better. They look more stylish. They look more trendy. Their way they dress is more appropriate for a fashionable sensibility. And I always wonder, you know, I think that if science was more explained more thoroughly, or explained in a way that the average Joe, who may not be very science oriented, could understand, then people would really understand that science isn't an alternative career. It's literally an important career to our existence on the planet, our existence of, look, we have been relying on scientists for the last 2 years during this coronavirus pandemic. No. And if there are not more scientists trained, then we're gonna be, rear out in the next following pandemics, in the next climate change catastrophe. Did you guys see those tornadoes on the news?
those poor people in Kentucky and throughout the Midwest who would expect the tornadoes to be happening in December? And dang it, why is it still 60 at my house? At this house, it's hot. I don't even have to break out my winter coat. What is going on? This is weird. So, scientists, yes, we need more scientists. We need more engineers. We need more people in the STEM fields. We need more people studying everything around us and also studying us. But I digress. Back to the Christmas movies! I couldn't stop watching. I'm sold. I am sold. You guys, I'm still watching Will Smith's new show on Disney Plus / Nat National Geographic, Nat Geo. Am I cool now? Is that how you say it? I'm on the treadmill. I'm watching that show. I've moved on from my Christmas love stories. I was gonna watch Grumpy Cat, but I didn't because I could not keep pressing play on this show. I'm mesmerized because it's like a music video style, not a music video style show. It cuts back and forth. It's visually interesting. You know, sometimes unless you're really, really wanting to know about something scientific or, you know, PBS, like, it's hard to pay attention. Like, because it's so boring sometimes, documentaries are so, they're not exciting, people give up on them. But this show, it gives you the snap back to the real housewife shots. Like where the Real Housewives are talking about what went wrong, how it went wrong, what they felt, you know, that kind of, they cut to Will doing the Real Housewife thing, and then they cut back to the actual footage of the show, and then they give you like bits of information, like the longitude and the latitude. It's clever, and then they tie the whole show in. It's kind of like Neil deGrasse Tyson when he was doing I don't know, the remake of the old series about space and the stars. So yes, it's caught my attention because it's, the show is interesting, and it's not like, what are they talking about? I lost my place. So I recommend it. Maybe watch it while you're running on your treadmill too. Spoiler alert, in one episode his shirt changes colors. So find the episode. Let me know what you think about how cool that is. Comment if you're on Spotify, click the question part. Comment. Was it cute? Was it cool? Was it mind-blowing? Because who knew? That's why we see the world and the ocean as we see it. Okay, now it's time for the ornament clue of the day. Monday starts a new week with a new ornament. I hope you guys enjoyed the one I posted to Pinterest on Sunday. I hope your guesses were correct. If you didn't take a look, go follow click Pinterest, www.pinterest.com/ABENA, all caps, LOOK, all caps for ABENA, 2. Take a look at my page. Okay. The board that it would be under, that it's included on, the ornament, is what's on my tree. But while you're there, feel free to take a look at Abena's gifting. If you need gifts for anyone in your life, those might be things, those might be items that might spark your fancy or inspire you to go to Walmart, Target, the other ones, Walmart, did I say that? Walgreens, all the stores. Take a look, see what you might want to buy for your loved ones or people you don't love that you need to get a gift for but don't want to spend too much, all right? Anyway, the ornament clue of the day is this ornament is on the lower part of my tree. I will say that it has something to do with something that I'm very, very cognizant of, that I believe really is important to someone's life. I will say it has something to do with timing. Time. If you're somewhere, time is important to me, because if you're somewhere too early, or you're somewhere too late, or you arrive right on time, your experience in that moment is going to be totally different. A little too late, you might have missed Mr. or Mrs. Right. A little too early, you might meet your enemy. In the middle, you might have the time of your life. It just depends. So, it's something to do with time. Bye. Bye, you guys. I must keep watching this show. It's really good.